bracketed by softest punk. The Sandman podfic. Robin Fye as the narrator.
Podfic lover as Calliope.
Sylvain as Dream of the Endless.
And Katie Hart as Hobgadlin.
They have a ritual now, Hob knows. Always knows ahead of time when Dream will have need of it. It isn't clear how he knows. The world news, listening carefully to the things Dream says. Some extra sense of things that warns of turbulence in the mind of the Lord of Dreams. But he knows. There is magic in the knowing, and Dream does not wish to dispel it. Hob is always at home at the moment. Dream arrives, dressed down to comfortable pyjamas, soft and inoffensive under Dream's touch. He wraps Dream in the steel bands of his arms and peers over his shoulder to send a text, and then the phone is shut off and set in a drawer, unable to disturb them. There is no need to speak, not any more. They are past the need to communicate with anything so clumsy or crude as mere words. Hob hums, a lullaby whose tune survives only in him, and holds Dream close. Crushed to his chest, tight enough to ease the raging storm of Dream's mind down to a thorough spring soaking.
There you are,
Hob murmurs. How he feels the change Dream does not know, but he always feels it. He knows the moment to move, to lead Dream to the bedroom and ease him into the bed. They continue the ritual there, Hob drawing the thick curtains, turning on a little machine Dream is secretly fascinated by, that sends a plume of lavender mist into the air and pulses with all the colours of the rainbow, slow as a giant's heartbeat. Hob joins him in the sanctuary of the bed, unfolding a heavy blanket on top of them, the plush covering soft against Dream's skin. He finds himself again in Hob's arms, held close, pressed to him, from shoulders to hips, one of Dream's knees trapped between Hob's thighs and held there, squeezed tight as well. Hob holds him like he might slip away if he eases it up even a fraction, and Dream presses his face to Hob's shoulder and breathes him in. The world begins to right itself, here in the cocoon of comfort. So much so that the sound of the door opening draws a tiny smile from him, and he can trace the familiar, sandaled footfalls as they make their way into the bedroom.
Hello, love,
Hob greets in Dream's place. More sound, a zipper and the removal of shoes, drawers opening, fabric rustling, and the edge of a blanket lifted, and Calliope's familiar, soft frame fitting behind him, pressing him further against Hob's body, trapping him between the two of them. Calliope leans over his shoulder to brush a kiss over Hob's cheek, squeezing Dream even tighter between beloved bodies, warm but not stifling, not even this close. They speak over him, a low, soothing murmur that adds to the feeling of closeness. He's not ready to join the conversation yet, and they know this and do not begrudge him in his silence. Two pairs of hands touch him here and there, squeezing and stroking as their bodies pin him, holding him in place. Nothing but this does so. Nothing but the want to be exactly where he is stills him in the way this can, and the stillness is what he needs. It falls over him as the light falls outside, as the street lamps come on and the stars wink into existence, and Hob and Calliope murmur soft, fond things to enclose him further in comfort.
He's coming good,
Hob says. The first words Dream has understood in some time, hours perhaps. His fingers twitch against the cotton of Hob's t-shirt, ancient and faded, almost as old as Hob himself appears to be. Calliope hums against his shoulder, and it is a relief to experience the whole of it, the sound, the vibration, the warmth of her breath and the touch of her nose and lips. He is, as Hob says, coming good. The waking world filters into being around him, the citrus and musk of Hob's skin, the cool silk of Calliope's nightwear, the touch of two pairs of hands barely perceptible before, but now weighted and exquisite against his physical form, the lavender in the air, the slow pulse of coloured lights, the plush softness of the blanket cover. Every detail crystallises into reality, slowly but steadily. Dream takes his first breath since he arrived, letting it out as a contented sigh.
There you are, love,
Hob murmurs. Calliope presses her nose to the back of his neck.
Camp Home.
The end.